Mr. and Ms. Middle America, live at the Minnesota State Fair. It's time for Up Your News with commentators John Hines, Bob Berglund, and a cast of thousands.
Today's Up Your News is also brought to you by the Hauya Container Corporation, makers of metal bins for grain, wheat, corn, and nearly everything else you need to store in large quantities. Hauya, a trusted name with farmers everywhere. When anybody asks you about agricultural containers, remember how you've been.
Oh!
You're kind of setting the tone for this whole thing here, aren't you?
And now, Machinery Hill, they're up there.
And now to the Up Your News anchor desk and reporter Robert J. Berglund.
Good evening.
It's afternoon, Bob.
Yes,
afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Steve and Sharon of Good Company, broadcasting live at the Minnesota State Fair, revealed last night in an exclusive post-concert interview that Willie Nelson is actually the son Ozzy and Harriet never talked about.
Oh, no kidding. I've got a few headline notes, and one of them has to do with the fact that Ozzy Osbourne's father is Fred Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Let me skip down a bit. I got a couple of quick headlines here.
All right.
This just handed to me. Aliens have landed. Oh, and they're already washing dishes in Miami. An earthquake is just Mother Nature's way of saying, get those condominiums off my back. And donuts prevent cancer. And smoking has been confirmed as the leading cause of statistics.
So true.
A lot of this stuff you got to stop and think about.
Yeah. And even if you do, it doesn't make much
sense. Oh, wait,
sense.
Roger, have you got Roger's briefs?
Roger?
Yeah, I got my briefs.
No, come on here. Roger, and here's Roger's addition to Up Your News.
Well, whenever I come out like this, people want to know how old I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, somebody asked that earlier when I was out here. How old is Roger? Because they saw you coughing dirt or something.
I don't tell, but I've got a clue. I have an autographed copy of the Bible.
Oh boy, look at the time. Oh, back to you, Bob.
A funny one.
Roger's younger brother invented the wheel, you know. Bob?
Back to me. Okay.
Yeah, back to you.
St. Paul police reported that the first 2 days of the Minnesota State Fair have been surprisingly incident-free. However, they did report the head of the Lost and Found Department, Elsie Ulater, is missing.
Elsie Ulater.
Yeah,
oh, that's cute. Historians at Augsburg College revealed yesterday that Francis Scott Key didn't know the second verse of the Star Spangled Banner either.
That would have worked better if I hadn't stumbled.
Finally!
And here's the last one. All right, last one.
Finally, Kraft Foods has opened a new branch in Israel. It's called Cheeses of Nazareth.
Let's get out of here.
Did you hear that?
This completes another edition of Up Your News. Up Your News was brought to you without commercial interruption because nobody wanted to sponsor this thing. Yeah, it's a... You get what you pay for. And remember, radio is free.
W-L-O-L. We need that one guy clapping.
Somebody liked it. That's what I like about this show. 99 and a half FM. W-L-O-L. Here's Billy Joel down in Allentown. We should have done that earlier before it got so gosh darn hot in here.
We shouldn't have done it at all.
Oh, there's another option, yeah. Hit Radio, WLOL, it's 9 before 2.
Well, we're living here in Allentown.
99 and a half, WLOL, couple of minutes before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Have we got, Greg.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Greg back.
Yeah.
Is there a couple more commercial deals here to do yet?
Greg.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I was listening to the Twins game.
Oh, what's the score?
Nothing.
How far into it are they?
Bottom of the third.
Guy makes big dough to listen to other radio stations and say nothing. You could have said they were scoreless in the third. It would have sounded
John,
a lot
they
more...
were scoreless.
Thank you. Sounds a lot more professional. Say, is there a couple of more commercial deals before the 2 o'clock news?
Yeah, let's do that.
What is the first one?
Sunkist.
They're part of the sponsors, you know, for the WLOL's going to Chicago trip.
For our...
for the movie premiere. Yeah,
movie
with
country.
Northwest Orient and Sunkist and WLOL. We're going to bring a whole plane 747 load down to Chicago to see that brand new movie from the new Disney movie company, Touchstone.
I hear it's
Touchstone?
A very good movie. We talked to some people who have seen the movie that said there are some...
No, we haven't. That's a lie.
No, it's true.
We don't know anybody.
Joel's seen it. Joel Tom.
He doesn't know from nothing.
Oh, he's a very astute moviegoer.
He's a jerk. He doesn't know a good movie from a bad movie.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Remember, he's the one who...
He's the one that told us that, what was that awful movie that we all got up and walked out of?
Those were your home movies, Bob, that we all got up and walked out of. Remember that?
Well, he was there.
Yeah, but... anyway, all right, enough of this. We're going to have news in just a couple of minutes.
I'm drinking a good vibration. Sun-kissed orange soda tastes sensations. I'm drinking a good vibration.
Good vibrations.
Bubbly sun-kissed excitation.
Excitation. Sun-kissed good. Good vibration.
Sun-kissed excitation.
Excitation.
Sun-kissed good.
Gotta keep those sun-kissed vibrations happening with me. Gotta keep those sun-kissed vibrations happening.
My mom warned me about those kind of hamburgers. Cheap, fast, but you couldn't tell me anything in those days. I knew it all. And when I saw them in their flashy cartons sitting under the orange warming lights, I had to have them. Sure, they would have gone with any guy who picked them up, but I didn't think of that. Then I went to the ground round. Where's the burger lineup, I said, not seeing any sitting around. And then the waitress tells me that the ground round flame broils them to order just for me. I couldn't believe my ears. Okay, surprise me, I said. There had to be a catch. Was I wrong? There it was, the new ham hamburger, a half pound of pure beef covered with hot, shredded ham whose flavor trickles down into the burger. A burger made for me, not just any guy, me. Aw, oh, we're crazy about each other. Guess what? Tomorrow we're looking at condos.
The Ground Round Restaurant. Isn't it time you settle down with a truly meaningful hamburger?
Yeah, okay, wonderful. A couple of minutes after two, I'm wondering, do folks here know the entire, you know, get me up with the music, get me up feeling fine, da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you know that song? We're going to try something different here, Bergie, after the news. You know how we always play one of those singing deals, WLOL deals?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to have listeners singing after the news, the get me up jingle, live on the air in front of lots of people here, okay?
Okay.
All right, you launch into the news, and I'll go out and get ready for the other deal there, okay?
Okay.
All right, news time. Hit it, Bob. Oh, I turned your mic. Sorry, I turned this, turned it off.
Can I keep going?
Yeah, keep going. You're doing great.
Do you want me to do...
No, I'll wait until a commercial. No.
You go into the horticulture building, and you look around at all the flowers and vegetables and think, gee, these people really take this stuff seriously. Well, in England, they really take it seriously. They have a big, big show every year in Essex that Bob Ayers usually wins. He's known all over Essex, England, for his carrots and his beans, but he's been sabotaged.
Oh, no!
Somebody has been sneaking into his lush garden, spraying poison on his prized plants. Officials of the Gaynor Park Gardens Association are calling it cold-blooded murder.
Well, yeah, we're talking carrots and beans here. This is nothing to sneeze at.
They do take it seriously.
Do you know, yeah, I mean, because a lot of people don't realize this, but carrots and beans have feelings, too. Do you know that if carrots could scream, a lot fewer people would eat them?
Well,
you stop and think about that.
Well,
would you eat I mean, you pull it out of the ground and you sever its roots, and if all of a sudden the carrot went,
do they have a rat barn at the fair?
No, but they have bunny rabbits.
It may be something they'll consider in the future. The trend has begun in where else? Southern California.
Yeah, Southern California, the granola state. All the fruits and nuts and flakes in America.
In Cardiff, California, they have a group known, this is for real, as the American Fancy Rat and Mouse Association, and they breed and show rats and mice. Karen Hauser is usually asked to be one of the judges because she keeps 450 rats and 800 mice in her home in Riverside.
You're okay, right, listen, I'll tell you what, you folks might as well all go home now because you heard everything.
Probably the most important story of the hour. Chimpanzees are taking over New York.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Here we go. More animal takeover stories. We start with mice taking over Australia, pigs taking over parts of South Florida.
Well, this was just one.
Chimpanzees taking over New York.
This was just one, really.
It was all right.
A chimpanzee named Congo, who belongs to Mario Cervantes of New York City. Well, Mario went out to a movie and left Congo alone one night. Congo found the bar in the house, downed a quart of vodka, and capped it off with two beers, and then went on a hell-raising romp around the neighborhood, breaking windows and causing all sorts of problems. When the female police officer arrived to apprehend the vandal, he tried to put the moves on her. Finally, Mario showed up to claim his pet and talk Congo into sleeping it off. Mario was charged with failure to control a dangerous animal. Congo just has memories of what he remembers of it.
Of the police officer and stuff. I've seen you do that before, though. I mean, this chimpanzee got into a bar, right?
Yeah.
I've seen you try to pick up similar in a...
I don't think this is the place to go into that kind of thing. I mean, I've seen you do some things, too.
Well, that's not...
All right, never mind. Here.
We got news and sports coming up after this.
More on the power, go for the glory. This is the story of what you're made of.
Beef gives strength, it helps you through it. Beef gives strength, it helps you through it.
Last week, I was in 5 cities in 5 days, and when I got home, I found myself picking up my own phone to call wake-up service. Still, somehow, you have to do everything better and faster and make it look easier than the next guy. You can't run on empty. I don't know about anybody else, but I've got days when only beef is going to do it for me. I mean, all that protein, iron, and with only 200 calories in 3 ounces, I figure every bite's working about as hard as I am. Beef, for me, it's like the difference between regular and racing fuel.
Beef gives strength.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Beef Council.
Oh, is that it? Say back to you, Bob.
Back to you, Bob.
Okay, thanks, Raj. Yeah. The Twins are playing. Who are they playing? The Twins are playing the Blue Jays again right now, scoreless. In the third inning, they lost the game yesterday 6-2, but Kansas City won and California won. So the Twins now lead them by 4 games. Bob Johnson of Team USA cut 6 players from the team yesterday. Goalie Mark Berrand of the Winnipeg Jets, defenseman Dave Feimster of the Chicago Blackhawks, forward Aaron Broughton of the New Jersey Devils, forward Scott Bjugstad of the North Stars, and forward Tom Fergus of the Boston Bruins. Defenseman Reed Larson, a Minneapolis Roosevelt grad, of course, who plays with the Detroit Red Wings, asked to have his name taken off the team. And last night, Les Steckel said it wasn't important to him if they won the game or not.
It's a good thing.
And they lost it 31-0.
It was kind of important to me whether or not they were even in the game, however.
They finished.
Did you do the weather yet?
1-3.
Skip down a bit, Bob.
Sunny and 80 today at 76 at the State Fair.
All right, who else? What's your name? I don't really care, but I got to ask that. It's kind of...
Diane.
Where are you from?
New Brighton.
Okay, they always ask that at the fair. So anyway, who know? All right, you know the song, right? Who else knows the song? All the way through? Young lady, you in the pink, get up here. Who else? Keep your hands up. Come on. I can't tell here. You might. This little kid here knows, in the blue shirt, knows the song?
He does not.
Dad... You and the kid, come up here. Come around to the side. We'll get you up here. We're talking people who will do anything for... You know that, too? All right, get up here. Come on, come through here. Okay. And what we're going to do is we're going to do audience judging like they do...
Like they do on those stupid game shows.
Excuse me. Don't be walking away from me, crying out loud. Get over here, too. Excuse me. I don't even know you. What are you laughing at?
Her.
You're laughing at her? That is nerve, woman. Can you turn around so everybody can see you here? I'll give you $5. Turn around. All right, we owe this lady $5, Bergie. Get Roger some money. And Roger, get some money from Bob. Bob's in charge of the bank. You come up here too, sir. I think, well, we got it for now. Okay. Hi, I didn't get your name. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, can I help you here? Oh, stand up here, okay. I'm gonna hold on you though. Brian is a ventriloquist's dummy, and this is the ventriloquist over here. What's your, sir, can you come in here?
Dean.
Dean, Brian and Dean. Remember Jan and Dean? This isn't them. Do you know the Get Me Up jingle? You were raising your hand like you did. Brian, over here, Brian. Do you know the song? Get me up in the... Yeah, you know it. Dean knows it. Dean, lean in here and sing. We're going to... Dean, while we're still young.
Okay. Well, you want me to sing it?
Yes, I want you to sing it. I don't want you to... You know, this is not poetry corner. This is song.
Get me up with the...
Get me up with the music.
Get me up.
Feeling fine.
Fine. Get me up. All right, all right. Music. Brian, I'm going to... Because you're heavy. Well, how old are you? Okay, good. All right. You wait here, Brian. I'm going to give you a lot of money. No, no, both of you. You know, it was a terrible song, Dean, but what's your name? You come over here now. You know the whole song?
I guess so.
I guess so? I said, who knows a song? You raised your hand. Now you're saying, I guess so? Holy moly. What if you had to make important decisions? Well, I guess so. All right, try it. What's your name, by the way?
Patty.
Okay, Patty, what's the song?
Get me up with the music.
No, no, you're not singing. Get me up.
Get me up with the music. Twin Cities.
All right, you're done. Don't go away, Patty. I'll give you some money, too. And I asked your name earlier, but I forgot because it seemed like a days ago that I...
Diane,
sing the song.
Get me up with the music. Get me up feeling fine.
Get me up with the music.
Music on my mind. Woo. Get me up. W-L-O-L.
Say, wait a minute.
All right.
Okay, young lady. That's very good. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Kind of nervous, isn't it? Oh, boy. All right, now here's your chance. Just for laughs, we'll say she's Mary Decker and you can be Zola Budd and you can knock her out of the competition. No, I'm just teasing. What? You sing the song. This guy over here is raising his hand like he knows you know it. Do you know this guy?
You know?
Okay, do it.
God,
how many shirts have you got on?
Just one.
This looks like two. No. See? We've always kind of strived for like a family type of a show. What's your name? Did I ask you that?
Debbie.
Did you tell me that before?
No.
Okay, good. I'm afraid I'm starting to repeat here. It's been a long, hot afternoon at the fair. All right, sing the song, Debbie.
Take it off.
If you're going to laugh at... If you're going to laugh and giggle through the whole thing, this is not going to work. You're not going anywhere.
Why do they keep leaning away from
Debbie, what's your last name?
Rig.
In case you have family or friends or people who might later on say, boy, did you make a jerk out of yourself on the radio. I heard you at the fair. All right, Debbie. I guess not.
Yeah, well...
How much money have you got, Roger?
I don't have any money.
How much money have you got?
Here's the five you first asked for.
Give me a whole bunch of money, Bob. Give me $100 all together.
I don't even trust you with my pen.
$3?
No, five is for somebody up front, he promised.
Yeah. Who was I going to give the $5 to? For turning around and showing everybody how ridiculous you look. How much you got there?
About $200.
I don't want all $200. I just want... Can you give me about... Give me $100, okay?
Okay.
No. Give me the five. All right. Here's your $5. Now let somebody else be at the rail. No, I'm just kidding. You can stay here all day because I really don't care. I need more money.
He wants more money.
All right, now, I want all of 1, 2, 3, 4 contestants, Dean, you two, we're going to do audience judging, and you're not even going to get in the game. But Diane, Debbie, Patty, Dean, and Brian. Okay.
What do you do with 100? I don't want to give them 100.
What I'm going to do is like they do it. I'm going to do one of these deals, and now don't boo or hiss, but if you don't like it, don't clap, okay? All right. All right, first Dean and his comical sidekick, Brian. Brought some friends out with you, I see. It works out good. Then, of course, there was Patty, who had the guts but no talent. Ooh, boy. I think I heard a pin drop. Then, of course, there was Ms. Gutless herself, Debbie. And then, of course... How much money have you got here? All right.
Did you pay to get into the fair?
I think so.
All right, here's $20. Patty, here's $20 for you.
Thank you.
Give me a dollar. I want you to have this, and we'll get you a Heinz and Berglund and Roger 2 sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is something in itself,
I
okay?
I think she feels in good conscience she can't accept the award.
Oh, I don't take the dollar back. No, here's $10 for you for being a wimp. How much more have you got there? How much was in there?
49.
Oh. Here's $50 in ones and for singing the song. And let's get her a sweatshirt, Heinz and Berglund Roger 2 sweatshirt, and we'll get everybody else a regular Get Me Up shirt. Right. Okay, good. And then you take the money and spend as much as you can, as fast as you can, and on your way home, drive as fast as you possibly can. Here's how the song is actually supposed to sound. WLOL, 19 after 2. What? What's that? Oh, that's the rest of the song, huh? Is there another one coming? Oh, yeah, I thought so. Through the magic of radio and the miracle of magnetic recording tape, here's Cruel Summer from Bananarama. I love this station. It's somewhere near 80, somewhere with sunshine in some places in the country.